The Yale Spiswinks are the oldest college a cappella group, and they'll be here in Cincinnati for a concert on March 16th. Spiswink Derek Demmel and music director John Pasiga are on the phone from New Haven. Hi there.
How's it going?
Well, Derek, can you give us a brief history of the group? Some folks may know that, first of all, you are Yale students, and so some people may know about the Whiffenpoofs, but this is different. Do you precede them?
Correct. So we're the second oldest group in the world. We're actually the oldest underclassmen group in all of the United States and the world. And so we were founded all the way back in 1914, which is just 5 years after the Yale Whiffenpoofs, with the goal of like being a group for underclassmen to sing a cappella. And then historically, those students have then gone to become Whiffenpoofs. And so, yeah, we are the oldest underclassmen group in all of the world. That's a pretty cool honor to have.
Okay. And how many people are in the group? And is this a mixed group or just men?
So there are currently 17 of us, and we are all men.
John, tell us a little bit about what's on the program. I know that you have a varied rep, so tell us what Cincinnati audiences may be hearing.
We have a very diverse rep of a lot of different types of music, some classic tunes such as our Yale football fight song medley, some jazz standards, perhaps somewhere from the musical West Side Story, and we also have a lot more modern pop songs as well, such as Troublemaker by Ollie Murs or Keep Your Head Up by Andy Grammer, and everything in between. And, of course, a couple of fun skits as well, as we are very proud of the humorous side of our group as well. They can expect to hear a lot of different cool music.
And as a music director, what's involved in creating arrangements for this group? I know that you're performing a lot of things like the fight song. Do you have to make any tweaks in any of those arrangements according to who's in the group?
Anybody who is in the group is welcome to arrange whatever they would like. And all the arrangements that we perform are actually arranged by a current or former Yale Spiswink. Arrangements such as the Yale football fight song medley and some of our older jazz standards were arranged way back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and we still perform some of those today as they were originally performed. Of course, sometimes arrangements are subject to undergo revisions or transcriptions because back in the day you didn't have music notation software such as Sibelius or Finale, and a lot of them were written by hand. So sometimes if we want to revive an old arrangement, we will take the handwritten copy of it and then transcribe it digitally so it's a little bit easier to read. But when we're writing new arrangements nowadays, we go straight into Sibelius or Finale, one of those digital music notation programs, and we go from there. Anybody, as I said, in the group can arrange, and once they have a draft of a song, they'll send it to me, and I will give them some notes, some feedback on ways they might be able to improve it, whether that's improving harmonic things or changing some rhythmic textures to give the arrangement a little more energy and drive. And then we'll sort of go back and forth like that until I feel the arrangement is ready to be introduced to the group. And then we go from there and we start learning it in rehearsal.
And you're on a spring concert tour and you have also performed throughout the world.
One of the really cool things about how our group operates is we have something that's known as a Spiswink Promise, which basically states that during every member's 3 years in the group, they'll get to visit all six inhabited continents and everyone's hometown. And so by virtue of the Spiswink's Promise is actually why we're coming to Ohio. We're going to end up going to Athens, Ohio, which is where I grew up. And so we figured since we're going to be in Ohio for let's explore more of the state since it does vary a lot. And so the Spiswink's Promise has been such a cool way for us just to like not only travel the world, but also get to see what everyone's roots are. And I think that's a very, very important thing to do in college.
You got to tell us where the name comes from.
Yeah, John, do you want to do the honors?
Sure, yes. So legend has it that way back in the day, there was a great corn blight in Iowa. Nobody knew what was causing all the corn to die, except for one man, a postman by the name of Frank Johnson, who claimed that the corn blight was being caused by an invisible little bug known as the Spiswink. And he sold what he claimed to be anti-Spiswink potion that would make quick work of those pesky bugs. But of course, the Spiswink doesn't actually exist, and Frank Johnson was a crazy man. But that's sort of where the name comes from, because a small boy from that same town in Iowa a couple years later was a freshman at Yale, and he got together with some of his friends and said, hey, let's start an a cappella group. And when they were trying to figure out a name for this group, legend has it that the boy looked out the window and saw the ghost of Frank Johnson, and that inspired him to name the group after the invisible bug, the Spiswink.
Well, why not? You know?
Entirely true.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're going to be performing at an absolutely wonderful venue. It's the First Lutheran Church down in Over the Rhine. It is an acoustically marvelous venue, and I think you're going to enjoy it a lot. So thank you very much for joining us and sharing this information about your group and the concert. Derek Demmel and John Pasiga are members of Spizwinks, the Yale a cappella group, performing on Monday, March 16th at the First Lutheran Church in Over the Rhine. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein. And you are so beautiful, oh baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. I have faith. No, I don't deserve it. You look perfect tonight.